Public hearing this evening is case number 12,399. Kevin and Paula Burr seek variances from the rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure, sections 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Linden Drive, approximately 332 feet north of Woodland Circle, within the Angola by the Bay subdivision. The 911 address is 22934 Linden Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1, agricultural residential, and the tax parcel is District 234. Map 11.20, parcel 71.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 7.17 foot variance from the required 20 foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Brian Elliott, 14316 Sugar Hill Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am representing the company I work for, Insight Homes, and the customers, Kevin and Paula Burr, in regards to their setback variance request on the rear. Initially, when we went under contract with this customer, I always call into planning and zoning to get setbacks, just because I've been doing this for all my adult life, and if I think something's tight, I try to verify the setbacks. In March 2018, the county adopted a measure for small lots to make it a little easier for the consumer, the customer, and the builder to be able to build on small lots, especially in the coastal areas when they're really small, 10,000 square feet and under. So we've kind of been under the assumption, or have been told, that lots 10,000 square feet and under were a 5 foot, went from 10 foot side to 5 foot side, 5 foot rear setbacks. So I had initially contacted the county in regards to that and was given the setbacks over the phone. We went under contract with the customer, had the surveyor do the work and whatnot, and since then, actually our surveyor spoke with the county, and the county's adopted a new measure where they're actually, instead of giving you setbacks over the phone, you email or call in to get setbacks, which is a great thing that the county's doing. It safeguards the county to make sure they have something in writing. They know who's given the setbacks, they're verified, and sent to the builder. So it safeguards the county and safeguards the builder as well, you know, instead of just word of mouth, you have something in writing and whatnot. With that said, this lot happens to be 10,000 square feet. So from what has been explained to me with Vista, after speaking with the county, I don't know if the code was perhaps written wrong or misinterpreted. I'm not really sure in regards to that. But because the lot's not 9,999 square feet, okay, or 1 square foot too big for the small lot variances that we've been getting and requesting for a number, almost 2 years now, that setback went from, and once again, I don't know if the county feels that it's been written wrong or if it's been interpreted wrong, okay? But this was explained to Vista, our surveyor, actually that it has been written wrong until it's corrected. It's 9,999 square feet, not 10,000 square feet. So because we're now 1 square foot too big than the setback that we thought it would be, since, you know, small lots were adopted in March 2018, that setback went from 5 foot to 20 foot in the rear. And I think that's, and I believe I could be wrong, Janelle and Mr. Whitehouse would know, but I believe that's staying in accordance with the HOA setbacks in that community.
Mr. Elliott,
yes, sir.
I want to clarify a point. Small lot ordinance says if it's less than 10,000
okay.
square feet, that's
okay.
what applies.
So okay.
That's what it says in the code. It said
gotcha.
That in the code from the time it was passed.
Okay.
Now, I just want to, did you misspeak? Because I think you just said that would make the rear yard setback 5 feet.
Either 5 feet or 10 feet in that community.
No,
I'm not really sure.
Reduce
it by 5 feet. Okay. Okay. So
if it were to apply, it would reduce a rear and a side yard by 5 feet.
Okay.
So just to clarify that for you.
Okay. I appreciate that clarification.
Sure. Yep.
From my standpoint, we've been contacting the county for almost 2 years, and literally I've done it 20 times, saying this lot is 10,000 square feet or under. Does it meet the small lot criteria? So with that being said, the county has adopted a measure to make things a little bit safe, to safeguard the county, so they know what they're giving out, and the builder has in writing what the setbacks are. With that said, this lot is 10,000 square feet. It's 1 square foot larger than the initial setbacks we were given over the phone. Okay? So the code reads, as you're saying, it's 10,000 square feet or less to allow the...
Less than
10,000 square feet. Okay, so this lot is 1 square foot too big for the small lot setbacks. We would respectfully request a variance for that rear yard setback. I had spoken with, after I called the county, before we went into contract with the customer, I also spoke with the HOA to explain to them, hey, we have a small lot. Your rear setback is 20 feet. After I got that from the HOA and explained it backs up to a common area, would you allow for a rear setback variance before I go through, you know, all the trouble getting this contract signed and things like that? The HOA in Angola by the Bay is pretty strict, but they said because it backs up to a common area, that is something that they've done in the past and would actually entertain.
Let me stop you right there.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the HOA, the county supersedes the HOA.
I understand that.
Okay.
But even if the county gives me a variance, I still have to get the HOA approval to build in that. It's two lots that were combined into one, yeah. So it's actually one lot now. Yeah. So it's one lot now. It was two lots that were combined into one. If the county did pass a variance, I'd still have to get the HOA approval to actually build this home. So, you know, the property is unique. It is 10,000 square feet. The rear setback is 20 square feet, which is kind of large on a 100 square foot or 100 foot deep lot. To have a 20-foot rear setback is not typical with a 10,000 square foot lot. A variance is needed for reasonable use due to the property being so small, and because of having a 30-foot front setback and 20-foot rear setback, kind of inhibits the area that you can actually build in. Issue wasn't created by the homeowner, and the variance would not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood. It would actually enhance it. It would be one of the nicer homes on that street. And it is the minimum square foot request that would allow relief for this project. They had initially wanted a deck. I explained you can't even have a deck. You could do a paver patio or a concrete patio or something like that in the future. But I think asking, they actually initially wanted to ask, could we do a small deck off the back as well? And once this all came about, I explained to them there's just no way we should even ask for something like that. So it does afford the minimum variance to afford relief. It does back up to a common area, which is a wooded area. There's no lot to be built on behind it, so it does not affect a neighbor in the rear. And once again, I understand that it is not compliant with code, which I respect, but we are 1 square foot out of tolerance to allow a smaller setback. So with that being said, I respectfully request a variance be granted for the rear of this property.
Is this a one-story, two-story?
It is I'd call it a one-and-a-half story. It's like a cave. It has a loft upstairs over a portion of it.
Over 3,000 square feet, correct?
Yes.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any questions from members of the board?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Elliott, across the, I'm looking at the Vista design.
Yes, sir.
For the property. Do you know the distance across the rear line?
The distance across the rear property line.
I see 100s on the sides. I don't see a front distance and I don't see a rear distance.
I do not know, sir. I'd have to pull that up on Sussex County mapping. Sometimes it showed there. That's typically what I check to see if it's in a flood zone and things like that.
Okay, I
believe it's like 97 feet and 102 up front. I'm not
so
positive.
94.
There it is, yeah. Okay.
95.
That's normally how I assess lots and, you know, check hydrology, see if it's in a flood zone and things like that when I'm first meeting with a customer.
So if my math is right, we're I'm not going to get into that, but we're talking about that much.
Yeah, it's right? It's literally one square foot.
Because we've got a shorter line on the back, a longer line on the front.
We do.
And two 100s. Thank you,
sir. Thank you, sir.
Why couldn't you build a house in compliance?
Well, they'd have to build a smaller house. It is a retirement home. Most floor plans that are designed today by developers, production builders, and whatnot, aren't your Nana Cook Homes cookie cutter style that may meet compliance 20 years ago. So to build a home on the first floor, maybe 2,200 square feet, given today's building standards, to allow proper flow of the home, the way homes are designed now, they're simply not designed that way anymore.
Well, we just changed it. So it's not like this has been forever.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. But what I'm saying as far as that, the flow of the house, okay, this isn't a 28 by 60 foot rancher built by a modular home facility. We're enhancing the characteristics of the neighborhood. We're allowing a more professional engineered flow of the home. This is a retiree community. It's a beach community, a very small lot. So to conform to that, the people would have to lower their standard of actually the community and what they're trying to build for the retirement home.
Has this been started?
No, ma'am. No, I run the off-site division for Insight. I have nothing to do with community developments and things like that. That's a completely different division. We started the one home in the off-site division with Insight since I've been running it for 2.5 years. And we had an issue with a tax ditch issue that Denrac came and put a halt to, which I'm actually working through with the DOJ in regards to hopefully find a resolution there. But we would never start a home knowing that something didn't meet setbacks or have a permit for.
Quick question for the staff. If this lot size were under 10,000 square feet, would this plan be in compliance?
No, yeah, we would still need a variance.
For the back yard?
You would still need a rear yard variance. The reduction of the rear yard setback would only be 5 feet, so it would go from 20 to 15, and this home projects for past that. So it would still need it even if the small lot wouldn't supply.
Is that because of the zoning? Because typically in the county, if it's a county lot in the country, it's 5 feet on the side and 5 feet in the rear with a small lot. Is it because it's in a development and so that subdivision was approved with 20-foot rear setbacks?
So if it's, and this is an AR1 lot.
Okay.
This lot actually gets the benefit of being a lot that was created prior to, this is Angola by the Bay,
which, mm-hmm.
as I understand, Mr. Whitehouse has done some research on it. This lot, normally, if it was an AR1 lot,
it'd be 10-foot rear setback.
15-foot side yard.
I just got an AR1 emailed to me today, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Sharp, I should have allowed you to finish. Go ahead.
But because this lot was created prior to, it has a 10-foot side yard.
Okay.
So this lot has the benefit of a reduced side yard already,
okay.
even though the small lot ordinance does not apply.
So I had an AR1 county, Sussex County lot sent to me by the county today with a 10-foot rear setback and 10-foot side yard setbacks.
That would depend on the overall zoning, the subdivision, and
the initial plat, probably.
Correct, because okay. there are some subdivisions that actually do have different setbacks
yeah.
than the standard 20-foot rear yard setback.
Like, I literally have one to show you on the phone right now, 10-foot. So, and I think, and I understand, and I'm not trying to be difficult at all. I think my initial point is before we go into contract, we call the county, we get setbacks. We're given wrong setbacks. It has happened multiple times. Okay? Then we're signing a contract, having money put down, doing work, getting people in for selections, doing drafting, doing surveys, all the stuff that we're doing. Okay? So the county adopted a measure to safeguard that, the county and the builder and consumer. But right now, I have someone under contract with a loan that went to the bank settled on a construction loan.
Is that the case here?
Yes, and then we're told it's one square foot too big. That's the case here.
Well, did you get a building permit?
No, we apply for the building permit. No, but the customer can still go to construction closing. So now we have a customer, and they're good people. I mean, they're not mad at us at all.
Are they here tonight?
They're not. They live in North Carolina. So they've gone to construction closing with the bank, have a loan, okay, and then the surveyor is told directly from planning and zoning, we've been given out wrong setbacks.
Do you have names?
Mr. Whitehouse spoke with Dominic Agresta with Vista and explained to him that we're now no longer giving out setbacks over the phone. This is what we're doing, which makes complete sense. So that's not an attack on anyone. It actually is better for me because then I have something on file and record. Okay? But we were told it has to be 9,999 square feet.
That's what the ordinance says.
I understand that. But that's not what we've been told for almost 2 years. That's not what we were told when we researched this project. You got a customer that's on a construction closing and we're one square foot too big to allow this house to fit.
I respectfully request
the variance.
I believe you've been here before us before.
Yes, recently, ma'am.
And I suggested that you have a copy of the zoning.
Yes, ma'am. I probably come 6 to 10 times a year and have for a long time. So I've been doing variances for probably at least 15 years. So I am somewhat familiar, yes. The time that I came prior, we had that variance passed as well. That was something that was already under construction, and it was about a generator pad. So I think that's completely a different context of what we're talking about here today.
Okay. Are there any other questions from members of the board?
Chair, if I can just assist with a technical question real quick. There is a building permit application.
Yes.
For mm-hmm. this property.
Yes.
And that was applied for in May 15th of last year. But that building permit is on hold, and I don't believe it's been issued.
No, it hasn't been issued, and I said that we did not have a building permit for it. So we had applied for a building permit, but we have not done so because, of course, we needed a variance and things like that. I also used the site plan to get the Sussex conservation permit and things like that. So I think it wasn't applied for in May, though. I think you have your date wrong, but probably November, maybe.
Possibly
October or something like that. It was applied for in the fall, though. But yes, we have applied for the variance. We applied for the permit. I'm sorry.
Would it have the setbacks on that?
Once it's issued, we put the setbacks on it. But because we didn't issue it, we haven't formally stated the setbacks. But
yes, sir.
So this has come about through discussion. So
yes, okay. But before we go under contract with the customer, we always check with the county to verify setbacks when we have a small lot, okay? And I think that's where giving them out over the phone has created problems. So then we're under contract, we apply for a permit, the surveyor does a professional surveyor, and then is given different information. So then we've applied for a permit, humbly and respectfully requesting the 1 foot, you know, the variance for the small lot.
That still won't get you in compliance. Still going to need a variance, correct? Isn't that what we said?
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Yeah, I mean, even if the small lot ordinance applied, you would still need a variance. Even if this lot were 1 square foot less
mm-hmm.
and the small lot ordinance applied, there would still need to be a variance. It would be a lesser variance than what you're seeking by 5 feet.
Because of the HOA setbacks or the way this plat was initially recorded?
No. The county setback for this is 20 feet.
Then how are the county setbacks for another area, one lot, 10 feet?
There are different communities that may have different setback requirements. There are some exceptions in the code, but there are some different standards depending on different types of lot. In this particular instance, in this particular community, in this particular lot,
I understand.
It's a 20-foot rear and a 10-foot side.
Yes, sir.
So if this lot, the way the small lot ordinance is written, if that applies to lots that are less than 10,000 square feet, which gives a party the ability to reduce their rear yard and their side by 5 feet,
I'm following you. 5 feet. Okay.
Now, in that case, you would have a 15-foot rear yard. So that would give you, if this lot were one square foot less, you would have had that ability.
Okay.
But you would still need a variance. I think that's what you know, we are looking at here.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the uniqueness, you still need a variance even because of that.
Okay, I'm following what you're saying.
So, I have a couple questions, if I may, Madam Chair. I don't know if any.
I just wanted to see if there was any other members that had a question.
Mr. Workman?
The only question I got, why didn't you get your permit right off the bat? If you got the permit right off the bat, then no questions at all.
Because we always apply for the permit right away. Okay, once a house goes under contract, they're scheduled for selections. They come in for selections. Once their selections and colors and whatnot are finalized, then it goes to drafting. Drafting draws a foundation. Until I get the foundation, I can't order the site plan. Without the site plan, I can't get such a conservation permit. So what we try to do is we try to get ahead of the game and apply for the permit while we're working on some of the last pieces. That way, planning or the permit department will actually review the plans, and then they'll call and say, hey, this permit is ready. But you us the site plan, the Sussex Conservation, DENREC. A lot of times we've got everything ready, but we're waiting on DENREC to issue a septic permit, which could take an extra 2 weeks. So what we're trying to do is get ahead of the game instead of apply and then have to wait another 2 weeks to get a permit, which saves a customer construction money, construction lending interest, and things like that.
It's still messed up. I mean, we're not going to. They're not going to do that anymore now, unless you get the permit, right?
Yeah, see, we would still, I would still apply for permits ahead of time.
Okay.
But they can't be picked up until everything is reviewed. See, planning and zoning has their part, just like I think permits and code enforcement have their part as far as like reviewing the plans.
Okay.
Or if it's in a flood zone, it goes through flood review. But planning and zoning will still have their portion where they're verifying setbacks and things like that. All that has to take place before they'll allow us to pick up that permit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Williamson?
You said septic. Where is the septic?
Oh, there's no septic on this lot. Okay. This happens to be this happens to be a county sewer. Yeah, county sewer and tide water.
Mr. Sharp,
thank you. I didn't see on your drawing any steps or HVAC. Would they be in compliance with the code?
Yes, sir. They would actually come off the sides in that building restriction area, so they would not be off the back or create a need for a larger variance.
Now I see there is some space appears to be on both sides there, just looking at the drawing that you've given us.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any consideration of trying to utilize that part of the building envelope? Is there a reason it couldn't have been?
Yeah, I think if you do that, the way this house is designed and the way that most of our homes are designed for these small coastal lots, if you're cutting off, you know, 4 to 6 feet off the rear of the home, you're having to completely redesign the entire home, and it affects the flow. It affects where, like, most of these homes that are designed nowadays are for the out-of-state consumer that are building at the beach. They want a master suite downstairs. It's not the old two-story that we would build a Victorian where the bedrooms are upstairs. So the design of the homes dictate part of this process.
I guess that's where perhaps one of the things that we have to be considerate of here at the board is the exceptional practical difficulty has to be created by some uniqueness to the property.
Mm-hmm.
And if the idea being that if you have a blank slate and you can design and build within that the confines of the blank slate, you should be able to do that. And it sounds to me like what you're saying is because of the flow of the property, the design, that it's a design flaw, not a flaw necessarily unique to the property. Can you explain?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I misreading that, or is?
Yeah, I think it's not a design flaw of that particular design. I think that's how all homes are designed in the coastal communities now on these small lots. They all have a master suite downstairs. They all have a secondary bedroom. It's for the out-of-state consumer that is purchasing and building on these lots in Lewis, Bethany, Rehoboth. It's not your 3 or 4 bedrooms upstairs. So to allow that to happen and put those bedrooms downstairs with a dining room, living room, things like that, it's not your long, stretched-out house. So I understand what you're saying. I think there's a little more to it.
Okay. I guess I'm struggling with the fact that there seems to be quite a bit of building envelope there that's unused that potentially could be used.
Okay.
Is there something going in that space that wouldn't make it so you couldn't build that area?
The only thing that they, like off the side, that little side bump out on the right, that's actually a morning room. So what they hope to do off the front there is to do some type of patio, maybe a deck off the front later on down the road. I told them they can't put a deck on the rear. So then they thought, well, maybe we can use that side property to put an outdoor shower, to put a deck off the front. If they choose not to do a paver patio off the rear or something like that. So they hope to utilize that space. You know, whether they have a little garden or something, they don't have much yard left there.
I have no further questions, Madam Chair.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Question, please. Mm-hmm. If this was considered a small lot, what would the size of the variance need to be versus what was requested?
2.17.
I'm sorry?
2.17 feet. Basically, the existing variance less 5 feet. So.
Thank you.
That leads me to a question of the applicant, if I may, Madam Chair. You had said that the steps come off the side for the house?
The side or the front, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in the with the rear of the house, the steps there, they're not projecting into the rear yard area, are they?
No, sir. This is the morning room on the side. The steps are going to come right here towards the front, which will allow them to do some type of decking, patio, something to utilize this little portion right there someday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's not anything like on the other side of the house, there's no steps coming out?
No,
of that.
Nothing at all whatsoever that goes into the
I just want to make sure we had all variances coming
yes.
to the rear yard and there wasn't steps or something else.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we need a rear yard setback and a side yard setback.
Mm. No, there's no side yard setbacks needed. It's simply what he has stated is that all the steps and HVAC systems will be within the building envelope. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't some steps that were kind of not necessarily shown on the map here that may be in that rear yard area.
Yes, sir. No, they're not.
Well, who wrote the 15 feet on here? This is a private road, right?
So the side yard here is 10, although I have seen a copy of the survey with a pencil marking of 15 written on it. It's the copy I actually have before me is 10.
It's a 10, why? Because it's a cluster subdivision?
It's a pre-1970 AR1 subdivision. So in this case, the setbacks are 10 in the side and 20 in the rear and 30 in the front because of when the subdivision was originally subdivided.
Okay.
So.
And the size of the lot.
Correct.
I have a question. If it was a subdivision that was created in the 2000s, would it have a 10-foot rear setback?
Depending on what the zoning is.
Okay. So they still do subdivisions now. So this is pre-70. So it's a 20-yard rear setback. Do they still do subdivisions now in this day and age with the 20-foot rear? I'm just curious of that.
Yes.
They do. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
In fact, I think most AR1 properties are 20-foot rear yard.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you.
I just think this isn't a single lot like a lot of the Angola by the Bay lots are. This is a double lot that they've created and made in 2016, and I would think they would be able to be with inside the building envelope.
I mean, plus or minus, you have probably pretty close to almost 1,000 square feet to work with. in that open area, and I understand the flow, but you have approximately that.
Okay.
Does anybody have any other discussion before we close the public hearing? Okay, I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion. You want some more time to think about it?
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case 12399 for Kevin and Paula Burr. I believe I pronounced that right. I feel that the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in conformity with the code. I feel the practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Nay.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote 4-1, your application is denied.
Okay. I appreciate your time, Board. Have a good night, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.